Today, Shir's Masech Danid on Daf Chaf Aleph. We begin with the new perek Hamapelas. This perek will discuss when a woman expels dry pieces that are not liquid discharges. Begins the Mishnah. Hamapelas, a woman who expelled chaticha, a solid piece with no shape or form. Im yesh imo dam tmeo, if dam comes out with this piece, then she is tmeo, as Rashi says, for tumas nida. The imlav tahir, if no dam comes out with this piece, then the woman is tahar. Now, Rashi points out that there is no leda here, because if there would be a chashash, that there was some leda here, that she gave birth, then she would be tamei, even if no dam came out. But however, we do not consider this a leda. The only question is she a nida? And the Tanna Kamma holds that it depends if dam comes out with the piece or not. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Benkach u'benkach tmeya, that whether dam comes out with the piece or not, she's tamei. And as Rashi says, that the reason of Rabbi Yehuda and exactly what the machloik is the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing in will be discussed in the Gemara. The second case of the Mishnah, Hamapelas Kimin Klipa, if she expels something that looks like a peel, or Kimin Sara, Rashi says this is Sar, hair, Kimin Afor, dust, Kimin Yavchushin, or midges, Adumim, all of these items are red, so learns the Rambam and Hilchas Isurei B, a Perikei Alochi Yodalid, that the last word here, Adum, is not just going on Yavchushin, but it's going on all the four items that are mentioned in this part of the Mishnah. So now there is a test where the woman can see whether she is seeing Dam Nidus or not. Tatilamayim, she should put this item that she expelled into water, in Nimochu, if they dissolved, then Tmeya, then it's arrived that it's Dam Nida, and she is Tamei for Tumas Nida. The im lav tahira, and if not, she is tar. Again, there's no shashir of leda. The only shash is nidus, and if it dissolves, it's arrived, she's a nida, otherwise she's tahira. The third case of the Mishnah, hamapelas kimin dogim, if she's mapel something that looks like fish, or like chagovim, grasshoppers, shkotzim, disgusting, abominable creatures, which include rodents and reptiles, or remushim, crawling creatures, again, we're not choshish for any type of leda, and it's totally whether it's accompanied with dam nidus or not. Im yeshimoim dam tmeya, if dam comes out with these items, she is tamei tumas nida, vim lav tahira, and if not, she is tar. The final case of the Mishnah is hamapelas min behemo chaya v'yoif, but if she expelled something that looked like a domestic animal or a wild animal or a bird, bein tmein bein tarim, whether these are a kosher species or not, im zocher, if it looks like a male, teshev lezocher, then she has the mei tuma and tayar. Here we are already worried about leda. The Gemara will explain why in the previous case of dogim we were not worried about leda, but this case certainly we're worried about leda, that she gave birth to some form of a zohar. So if it looks like a zohar, she has to keep the Yemei Tuma of Tumas Leda and the Yemei Toihar, where during the Yemei Toihar she is not usher to her husband. And that is 7 days of Tuma, followed by 33 days of Toihar. Even if she sees dam, it does not make her a dam nida. V'im nekeva, and if the shape looks like an akeva, teshuv nekeva, then she has to sit for the yemei tuma of an akeva and the yemei toyer of an akeva, which is 14 days of tuma and 66 days of toyhar. V'im ein yadu, and if you cannot tell whether it looks like a zohar or an akeva, then she gets the chumras of both. Teshev, lezohar, ulu nekeva, divri Rav Meir. Rav Meir's shita is that we have to be choshesh here for a leida, and she gets 14 days of tumah like the chumrah of giving birth to in the keva, and then she gets only up to 40 days, which would mean another 26 days of yemei toyar, were machmer that perhaps she gave birth to a zocher, and she only has a maximum of 40 days till the yemei toyar end. V'chachamim oimrim kol she'ein boy Mitzuras Adam, Ein of Ladacham say that even in this final stanza of the Mishnah where she gave birth to something that looked like an animal or a bird, if it doesn't look like a person, it's not considered a Vlad, and she does not have the Tumah and the Toyar of Yumei Zohar, Yumei Nekeva, as Rav Meir suggested. Begins the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Shmuel wants to understand the first machlokes that we had in the Mishnah between the Tanakama and Rav Yehuda, whether if someone is Mapelas a Chaticha, is it only Tomei if it has with it Dam, or Rav Yehuda's Shita is that even Benkach Ubenkach Tomei, even if no Dam comes out, she is Tomei. What's the Svar of the Machlokes? Says Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, Loi Timei Rav Yehuda, Ela B'Chaticha Shel Arbas Minei Dam. He was only Metamei, the woman, for Tumas Nida, even if no Dam came out. That's only if this piece has the color of the four types of dam. Rashi points out in Divrei HaMaskil Yoraika Levana that really in the Mishnah on Daf Yutes we had five marois of dam, which are tummy. Why does it say here only four? That's because this Rabbi Yehuda holds that shachar, black, is really red. It just disintegrated, and therefore it's not considered a separate color. So Taisus explains that according to Shmuel in the Divrei HaMaskil Ela B'Chaticha Shodal Minei Damim, says Taisus, the Kesavah Rabbi Yehuda Dam Nidusu V'Nikrish V'Nasa Chaticha. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that if it looks like the same color of Dam Nidus, it is Dam Nidus. It's a piece. The Dam Nidus coagulated and became a piece, but actually it is Dam Nidus. The Rabbanan disagree, and they hold, as Tosfos concludes, Rabbanan Savri Mekar Magdel Chaticha V'loy Dam Nidusu, that the Rabbanan hold that this is not Dam Nidus, this is just a piece of flesh that grew in her rechem, but has nothing to do with Dam Nidus. And Shmuel also states in Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Avol shall shar mine dam tahira. Since, according to Shmuel, the whole tumah here of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is because it's dam nidus that coagulated, so obviously it has to have the colors of dam nida, but if it has any other color, this piece will be mutter even according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'Rabbi Yochanan Amar, and Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and he says the machloikas is in something else, and he says as follows. That if in fact it was the color of the four types of blood, then everybody would hold that it's a tumah because of nida. The Rabbanan would also be mitzvah to Rabbi Yehuda that it's coagulated dam nidus, and the lady would be tumah as a nida. Shel shar minei damim divrei kol tahira. Here Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Shmuel that if it's any other color, then both Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan would agree that it's tar, because the whole Isser is because it looks like Dam Nidus. If it doesn't have the colors of the four Maris Dam, then even both the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda will be moided that it is tar. There's no machloikis here between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan in this fact. And this will be negated the Gemara a little later. Loi nechleku, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what is the machloikas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda if they're not arguing about the colors? They're moited that if the colors are maris dam nidus, that the coagulated piece is metame even if no other dam came out with it. And if it's not the colors of the Mishnah on Daf Yutes, then everybody's moited that it is mutter. Like nechleku elashe pila ve'ena yedas mai pila. It's speaking about a case where she was mapel a piece, and it got lost, and she doesn't know what color she was mapel. Was she mapel the four maris dam that are metame? Was she mapel those maris that are not metame? And here we have the machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is savar zilbas roiv chatichas. Go after roiv pieces. V'roiv chatichas shel arba mine damim havien. And most chatichas that a woman will be mapple will be from the four colors, which are Matamim. And Meila Reb Yehuda says, you go Basaroiv, and she is Tame as Anita. Even if no dam came out, she's Tame because of the Chaticha. She knows she had a Chaticha, so we consider that coagulated. And if it's the right color, it's Damnitis, and she doesn't know what the color is, we go after Roiv. V'Rabbanan Savri Lo Yamrin Roiv Chaticha Shel Arbas Minei Damim. Rashi explains, they hold the Lo Yischazik Lan Hayruba. Who told you there is such a Roiv? We don't have any precedent that there is such a Roiv in the world, that most people or most women who are Mapul, these chatichos are mapled, the chatichos that have the color of the arba minei damim. There's no such roif. And therefore, if she doesn't know what the chaticha looked like, the din is that she is tar. She has a cheskes tar. It is nothing to take her out of her cheskes tar, because according to Rabbanan, there is no such roif that roif chatichos are shel arba minei damim. So now the Gemara says, Eini, is this so? I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to shlug up the way Shmuel understands the machloikis between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, and the way Rabbi Yochanan understands the machloikis between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Vaki Osa, Rav Oishia min Nardo, and there's two pshatim here. Either Rav Oishia came from Nardo, he was coming now, or Vaki Osa, Rav Oishia min Nardo, Rav Oishia, part of his name was that he's Rav Oishia who comes from Nardo. Where he came from now, we don't know. He came from someplace. But who came? This is the person who's known as Rav Oishia min Nardo. But either pshat, also he came, va'aisi masnis v'yadeh. He came and brought a brisa in his hands. And the brisa states as follows. Hamapeles chaticha aduma shchayra yoreikav levana. If a woman expelled a red chaticha, or a black chaticha, or a yellow chaticha, or a white piece. So the din is, according to the Tanakama, im yeshimo dam tmeya, if dam comes out with the piece, then she's tamei for dam nidus, vim lav tar, and if not, she's tar. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, benkech u'benkech tmeya, doesn't matter whether dam comes out with the piece or not, she's tamei because of the piece itself. So based on this brisa that Rabbi Oishia Minardo brought, kasha l'shmul b'chada, we have one question on Shmuel's explanation of the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama, Ula Rabbanan Betarti, and Ula Rabbi Yochanan Betarti, and we have a question on Rabbi Yochanan. In fact, we have two questions on Rabbi Yochanan. Let's begin with Shmuel. Lula Shmuel Bechada. We have one question on Shmuel from this price, Damer Shmuel, because Shmuel had stated, Loitimi Rabbi Yehuda, Ela Bechaticha Shel Arba Minei Damim, that Rabbi Yehuda was only Metamei, considering this coagulated dam nidus, so he was only matam if the chaticha had the look of the four types of damim that are matame for nidus. But if it would not be the four types, then even Rabbi Yehuda would hold that she is tar. But that's not true from this brisa. Vaktani, yoreika levana. It says in the brisa that she was mapal chaticha that was yellow or white. Upolig Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda says you don't need dam coming out with the chaticha. She's tame because of the chaticha itself. So we see clearly from this brisa that Rabbi Yehuda is metame even when it doesn't look the mara of dam of the Mishnah on Daf Yotes. So we see a question on Shmuel. Now, by the way, and this will be negay the Gemara Viter, this question will also be a question on Rabbi Yochanan, because as we pointed out in the third line here in the Gemara, in the words of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says that everybody holds that the four minei damim divrei kol tmeya, but shel shar minei damim divrei kol tahara. In this point, he agrees with Shmuel. So memela, this brisa will automatically, if it's a kasha on Shmuel from Yoreika and Levana, it will also be a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. But we're not up to the questions on Rabbi Yochanan yet, but we should just bear in mind that this question is also on Rabbi Yochanan. But now the Gemara is trying to defend that perhaps Shmuel has an answer on this price. V'chitema ki polig Rabbi Yehuda. Adoy mushchayra. Maybe when it says in the price that Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says, benkach hu benkach, whether blood comes out or not, you're tummy because of the chaticha. Maybe he's only arguing on the Tanakama by red and black, by adoy mushchayra. Bat vayaroi kolavon aloi. He's not arguing on green and yellow and white. Maybe you'll say that pshat, and then it could fit in like Shmuel. No, you cannot say that. El yaroi kolavon alamank tani lo. If that were so, then for whom did the Tana speak about yellow and white? Ilem Rabbanan, if you're going to say they're trying to tell you that the Rabbanan hold that it's only with blood also, that it's Tomei, but alone the Chaticha will not be Tomei. And that's why I needed to write the yellow and white. We don't need that for the Rabbanan. That's simple. We know, according to the Rabbanan, that red and black are mutter. If red and black are mutter, unless there's dam that comes out with it. But because of the chatich itself, it's not metame even by red and black. So, of course, according to Rabbanan, yellow and white is not metame. Why would you have to write that? They don't even look like dam. Elo lav Rabbi Yehuda. It must be including yellow and white in the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. When Rabbi Yehuda argues on the Chachamim and he says that even if there's no dam that comes out with the piece, it is tamei. He doesn't only say that by red and black. He says it even by yellow and white. So Memela, this is a strong question against Shmuel. And as we stated before, it's also a question on Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan agrees that if it's not a color of the Marois, the four Marois of Dam, then Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it is Tohar. And here we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds by yellow and white that it is Tomei. Visu, not only do I have this same Kasha on Shmuel, on Rabbi Yochanan, but I have another Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. That's the way Rashi learns in Visu. Visu, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Omar, Shel Arbas, meaning the Domin, Divrei Kol Tomei, Rabbi Yochanan holds that there is no machloikis in the four mine domim. Everyone holds that the four mine domim are tamei. Even the Rabbanan hold that they are coagulated pieces of dam nidus, and if you knew that it was red or black, the woman would be tmeya. So I have a question on that. Your whole pshat in the machloikis tribute in the Rabbanan is whether when she lost it, we say that there is a rov, that rov pieces are red or black, and therefore she'll be tamei. Or we don't say that rov, and she'll be tor. That's how Rabbi Yochanan learned the machlokes. But if they are for sure red, like the Mishnah and Daf Yates, those colors, then Rabbi Yochanan holds that Kuli Alma would hold that it's tamei. That's not true. Here's our second question on Rabbi Yochanan. Haktamni, we learned adumu shchayru pligi rabbanan. We learned red and black in the brisa, and the rabbanan said that only if dam comes out with the piece. Without dam, it is tor. So we see the rabbanan are arguing not only by yellow and white, but even by red and black. They don't agree that red and black is coagulated dam nidus and it's metamei. V'chi teimen, if you're going to try to defend Rabbi Yochanan and say, when the Rabbanan said that dam has to come out with the piece, they were only speaking about yellow and white. They are not arguing on Rabbi Yehuda by red and black. By red and black, they would be moide, that other dam does not have to come out, but rather, this is a piece of coagulated dam, if you're going to try to answer Rabbi Yochanan's pshat in the machloikis by giving such an answer. I have a problem. El adum ishchar lemank tani lo. Why was red and black listed in our Mishnah? If what you just said is correct, then why was red and black written there? Elam Rabbi Yehuda. If you're going to say red and black was written for Rabbi Yehuda, that it is tamei even without dam, I don't need that. Hashdi yiraiku levana tamei adum mishchar mebaya. The whole machloikis we should have stayed in the brisa was by yellow and white. It shouldn't have mentioned red and black. If Rabbi Yehuda holds that yellow and white is tamei, then certainly he holds red and black is tamei. So it cannot be that red and black is written for Rabbi Yehuda. Elalav Rabbanan. It must be written for the Rabbanan. Upligi. The Rabbanan are saying, not only do we argue by yellow or white, I'm even arguing on you on red and black, that it is only tamei if other blood comes out. Otherwise, don't say the case of red and black at all. So we see that since we mentioned red and black, it must be that Rabbanan are arguing on Rabbi Yehuda even by red and black. So we see Rabbi Yochanan is wrong when he says that Kuli Alma, both the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda hold that red and black, the four colors of the Maros of the Mishnah on Daf Yutes, everybody holds that if she saw such a chaticha, it is Tamei. We see that that is not correct. Therefore, based on this one kasha on Shmuel and the two kashas on Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara now is going to give a third pshat in the machlokas between Rab Yehuda and the Tanakhama. Ella Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says there's a new machloikis. Be'efsher lepsichas hakever beloy dam kamiflagi. They are arguing in the following machlokis. If she emitted a piece, and that piece, in fact, was only a piece of flesh, and it's not considered damnitis. It's not considered damnitis according to Tanakama, and it's even not considered damnitis according to Rav Yehuda, and it's not a leida either. So what is the machlokes? The machlokes is, can the kever is a euphemism for the uterus, it's like the grave it's referred to, can the kever open up without dumb coming out of it or not? Rabbi Yehuda says it's impossible. E-efsher lepsichas hakever b'loy dumb. If it emitted a piece, then with it must have come dumb. We didn't see the dumb, but it must have been there. We didn't notice it. And therefore she's talking because of nidus. However, the Rabbanan disagree, and they hold efsher lepsichas hakever b'loy dumb. It is possible to emit a piece and no dumb coming out, and therefore there's no nidus here, not in the piece. There's no laid in the piece, and there's no other dumb that came out either. If we saw dumb coming out, ain't a chanami. That's what the Mishnah says. Im yeshi mo dam tamei vim lav toira. But if we didn't see dumb, then it's torah. And we don't say, oh, it's impossible that there wasn't a drop that came out and we missed it. According to the Rabbanan, efsher lepsichas hakever b'loy dam, it is possible that no dam came out if we didn't see it, and therefore she is tar. This is the machlokes. And where do we find such a machlokes? We plucked at the Hani Tanoi. We find a machlokes Tanoim in this very point. Do we say that it's possible for the Beis HaRechem to open up and dumb would not come out, or it's impossible. Dumb has to come out. This is the machlokes tanoim. Ubeplukta dani tanoim. This Sunday we learned in the brisa. Kashus hashnayim ulishlishi hi pila. Ve'ena yodas mai pila. This halacha, as Rashi explains, concerns a zava, which is the 11 days, and we're going according to the halachas of the Torah, not the way it's. We're noyik today midrabbanan, but according to the Torah, there when a woman has her regular period, then in between one nidus and another nidus, there is 11 days. Where in those 11 days, if she sees them, she can become a zava. She can become a zava of a 1 day. She can become a zava of 2 days, and she can become a zava of 3 days. If she becomes a zava after seeing for 3 days, then she has to bring a korban. She has to bring two birds, one for a chatas, one for an oila. However, as we find Rashi brings down on Amud Beis, in the first Rashi, Divrei HaMashchil, Harezu Suffik, Rashi brings around 7-8 lines down, the Gemara further on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, Ki Yazoiv Zoiv Dama. The Pasuk says that when does a woman become a Zava in these 11 days between one Nidus and another? So we learn now, Dama Machmas Atzma V'loi Machmas Vlad, that it's only if the 3 days which she saw in that 11-day period are 3 days of Dam that are not related in any way to Leda. But if she gave birth following the 3 days, so then we know it's... Or she gave birth, like our case here, on the third day. So then we know that the dam that she was seeing was because of the difficulty of her labor. So that's what the Brisa says here. Let's read the words over again. Kashasa shnayim. She had difficult labor for 2 days, and she saw dam. Ulishlishi pila, and on the third day, she didn't have a viable child, but she emitted something, she expelled something, the Eina Yada, she doesn't know, Mahi pila, what she was mapel. Also, Rashi says, the last bottom line, Divya Masil Ulishlishi hipila, Rashi says she doesn't know something else either. Ve'eni yadas imrosa dam bo'esaleh imlav, whether she saw dam or not. And as a result, she actually has over here three sveikas. One suffik is she doesn't know if she gave birth on the third day to some embryo, something that would make her tamei. As Rashi says, the last Rashi, Ve'eni yadas im nefel hu, if it was a stillborn child, im ruach ba'almahu, or it was something else. She's not sure exactly what she was mapel. She doesn't know, was it a fetus or was it something else? So therefore, she has one suffix, does she have tumas leida? She has another suffix, that if it was not a leida, then she saw dam 3 days in a row and had nothing to do with birth, then that makes her into a zava. So now she has a suffix leida, suffix zava. But she has a third suffix that maybe no dam came out, she's not even sure if dam came out, and if so, she has a suffix that maybe there was no leida, and maybe no dam came out on the third day, and therefore she did not become a zava gedoyla of seeing 3 days in a row, and then she would not be chayav a korban. She's a zava of 2 days, she shemeres yoim keneged yoim, but she doesn't have to bring a korban. What does she do? As we turn to daf chaf aleph amud beis, says the Gemara, says the Brisa, harei zu suffik leida suffik ziva. So she has a suffik whether she gave birth, she's a suffik whether she's a zava. Mevia carbon, she brings a carbon, ve'ena nechel, but the Kohanim cannot eat the carbon. And why is this? So the pshat is, because she will bring a carbon, a zava and a yoledes, both a poor yoledes also brings a chatos and a oif for a leida. An aniyo will bring a chatas or a knife. So here, where she has a suffix, whether she's a zav or whether she gave birth, she'll bring two birds, a chatas and a knife, and she'll make a condition. If I was chayv an oila for leida, this is leida. If I was chayv oila for zava, this is for zava. And if I wasn't chayv at all, anything, so then let it be an oilas nedava. Now let's go to the chatas. The chatas, she could say also, if it was for leida, this is a chatas for leida. If it's a zava, this is a chatas for zava. However, here, she cannot make a chatas into a nedava. However, since we're discussing a bird, the halach is that an oif can be brought for a suffix. The only problem is that when an oif is brought on a suffix, like other oifus kachim, we do malika, we don't do shchita. We sever one of the simonim with the thumb of the kayin. And that, by chulin, would render it into a nevela. So since we have a suffix, that perhaps she's not chayv any korban here, because perhaps she didn't have a leida. Perhaps she was not a zava gedoyla, she doesn't even know if any dam came out at all, so it's possible she's not chayv in any korban, so therefore she brings the chatas oif misafik, but the kohanim cannot eat it because it really might be chulin if she was not chayv any chatas at all, and then it would be nevela because malika was not on it and not shchita. So that's why the halach is the kohanim cannot eat it. Ve'enoy nechel. However, Rabbi Yeshua disagrees, and he says mevia korban v'nechel. You bring the korban. We only have two sveikas here. We don't have three sveikas. It's a suffik zava, suffik leida. That's true, but it's not a suffik that maybe she doesn't have to bring any korban. Why? She efshalipsichas hakever b'leidam, because it is impossible for the kever to open up without dam coming out. So we don't have a suffix that whether dam came out or not. The question is whether there was a leida. So if there was a leida, she has tumas leida. She's chayv and a chatas and an oif. and an oila. And if she did not have tumas leida, if it wasn't a birth, then she would be a zava because some dam came out on the third day, and then she's a zava gedoila. So since we have a klali, she brings it on as a tnai. If this was for leida, it's leida, and if it's for zava, it's zava. So what's the machloikis between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yeshua in this very question? Is it efshir lepsichas hakever b'leidam or efshir lepsichas hakever b'leidam? Tanakama holds that it's efshir lepsichas hakever b'leidam. And memela, I have your three svekas. Suffik leida, Suffolk Zava, Suffolk maybe she doesn't have to bring any korban at all because no dam came out. Lishna Achrina Amrilo. There are others who quote a second Lushan in the Shakla Vitaria that we had on Amid Aleph, which basically comes out to the same thing, except there are some pieces of Amid Aleph that are missing here in this rendition on Amid Beis. Some say Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. It begins the same way. Loitim Rav Yehuda Ella bechaticha shel arba mine davim. Rav Yehuda was only metame when no dam comes out with a chaticha if the chaticha had the color of the four mine davim. Because again, as Tosfos explained in Amid Aleph, Shmuel holds that in Rav Yehuda that this is coagulated dam nidus, so automatically it has to have the color of the arba mine damim, avil shoshar mine damim, but if it looks like any other type of dam, tahira, it doesn't have the correct mara dam, then it is tahira. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore it's possible for a chaticha without dam to be metame. However, the Rabbanan will hold that we don't consider a chaticha coagulated dam nidus, and even if it had a red color, it would not be considered dam nidus. And therefore, it's only tame if with the chaticha comes out dam also. This was the sheet on Shmuel on Amid Aleph, and this is the same sheet of Shmuel in the Machloikas Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan on Amid Beis. And the Gemara asks this question that we had on Amid Aleph after we presented Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. If you remember, Rabbi Yochanan said the Machloikas is whether there is such a roiv that most women will be mapul a chaticha that has arba mine damim, or not. Is there such a roiv or not? It's speaking about a case where she doesn't know what color the chaticha was. It got lost. That's how Rabbi Yochanan understood the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Is there such a roiv or not? That sheet is not brought here in the second version. And the question that the Gemara asked on Amid Aleph on Shmuel, after it brought Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara now asks right away on Shmuel. Eini, how could Shmuel say such a din? Voki asa Rabbi Hashia minarda, asa v'aistim asnita b'yad. He brought a brisa. Hamapelas chaticha aduma v'shchari yurak levana. The same brisa that we had on Amid Aleph. Im yesh im adam tmeya. If she had dam, then she's tamei. V'im laf tohari. That's sheet of Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda oimer benkachu benkach tmeya. You don't need dam with it, the chatich itself is metame. K'tani aduma u'shchayra yurayku levana. We learned two colors that are tame. That's the aduma and shchayra. Those are the maris dam. And we learned two colors that are normally tore by a nida. Upali Rabbi Yehuda and yet Rabbi Yehuda holds that even yurayku levana are also tame. How could Shmuel say in Rabbi Yehuda that Rabbi Yehuda holds yurayku levana would be tohor? V'chitame k'ipali Rabbi Yehuda aduma u'shchayra. The same shakla v'tari as we had on Amid Aleph. And if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda is only arguing on the Tanakama concerning Adam Rishchayru, Avol Yerayk Levana Loi, but Yerayk Levana, he's moited Tanakama that it's not Tamei Achaticha without Dam. El Yerayk Levana, and the Bach puts in a lamed here, Leman Ktani Law. What was the case of Yerayk Levana mentioned in the Brisa, Elam Le Rabbanon? If it's for the Rabbanon who say that it's Tor, Achaticha, Hashta Adum Rishchayru, Kometar Rabbanon, Yerayk Levana Meboye, if the Rabbanon are Matar red and black, so certainly they're Matar, yellow and white, so you don't have to tell me according to the Rabbanan in this case. Elo, lav, the Rabbi Yehuda. It must be that this case was written according to Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is a chatichu, palig, and Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on the Tanakhama not only by red and black, he's also arguing by yellow and white. So we see that Shmuel's concept of the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is not accurate from the Brisa, because we see that has nothing to do with colors. Even yellow and white, the Rabbi Yehuda will argue on the Chacham and say that it is a chaticha that's metame and you don't need dam with it. Elo, Omar, not Rabbi Yehuda, says the Masoret Shas on the side. Rabbi Yochanan, here, the pshat that we wind up on Amud Aleph, that we say to Machloikis is concerning Psichas HaKever, Beloy Dam, which on Amud Aleph we said in the name of Rab Nachman Bar Yitzchak, here, according to the Ikedi Amri, according to the Lishna Achrina, here we say it in, that Rabbi Yochanan says it, Elam Rabbi Yochanan, Be'efshel Psichas HaKever, Beloy Dam Kamiflegi, Ubeplukta Dani Tanoi, the Machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama, is whether the Kever, the uterus can open up without and let out a piece without dam also coming out with it or not. The Rabbanan say it could go out without dam, and therefore it's only if we see the dam that she's tummy for a nida. If we don't see the dam, we say that no dam came out and she's not tummy because of the chaticha. The chaticha is certainly not dam nidus according to everybody. It doesn't matter what color it is. And it's only tummy if dam comes out. Rabbi Yehuda says it's possible for the kever to open up and dam will come out and we didn't notice it. And therefore, even if we didn't see dam, she is tummy as a nida. This is the same machloikis as the machloikis tanoim desani, which we learned in the Braisa. Kosha shnaim lishlishi pila. Vein yadas mai pila. As we learned on Amud Aleph, she has a suffix whether she's a zava. She has a suffix whether she's a yaledis. She has a suffix whether dam came out or didn't come out. Harezu suffix later suffix ziva. Mevi, a korban. She brings a korban either for zava or for yoledes, or she gives the oiles and a dava, and the chata she'll bring, chata so'if comes ala suffix. Bavein and nechel the kanam can't eat it because you're going to do malika on it, and maybe she's not chiving the korban at all, and then it's chulin that Malika was not on, it's Nevela, therefore it cannot be eaten, but it's brought, Misafik, and an Oila is either Yoledes or Zava, or if she wasn't Chavan Oila, she brings it as a Nedava. Rabbi Yeshua, I mean, no, Mevia Karba Venechel, the Kohen could eat it, because there's only two Sveikas here, not a third Suffolk. It's a Suffolk whether she's a Zava, it's a Suffolk whether she's a Yoledes, and therefore, she brings it on a t'nai. If I'm a Yoledes, this is for Yoledes. If I'm a Zava, this is for Zava. And why does Rabbi Yeshua say that the Kayahanim can eat it? Lafishi, Efshalub, Sikhs, Akever, Beloy Dam, because certainly Dam came out. And therefore, we don't have to worry that she's not Chava Korban. She's definitely Chava Korban. The question is which Korban? And on that, she'll bring it, the both Chatas and Oif on a t'nai for Zava or for your lettuce. So this is the final pshat in the Machlokes of Yehuda and the Rabbanan of our Mishnah. The Machlokes is Tali in, is it possible for Psichos and Kever B'loy Dam or not? Tana Rabbanan, we learned in Braisa, Hamapelas Chaticha, a woman who ejected a, she expelled a piece, Sumcha Sa'im, Rav Shimon Rav Meir, he said in the name of Rav Meir, V'chein Rav Shimon Rav Nasi Omer Kedvarv, Rav Shimon Rav Nasi said like him, Kaira, she opens up, she tears open the chaticha, Im yesh dam b'toicha t'meya, if there is dam inside the piece, then she is tame as a nida, V'im lav tar, and if not, she is tar. So this shita of Rav Meir, Rav Shimon Rav Nasi, is kirabaran, they hold like the rabaran, that dam normally has to come out with the chaticha, but vadifa mit rabbanan. Adifa means more chomer than the rabbanan. Why? Ki rabbanan da amri efshel psichas hakever b'lo dam. Because it's possible to have the kever open up without dam. Because if you held that it's impossible for the kever to open up without dam, then you wouldn't have to tear open the chaticha, then she's tamei, tumas nida, even if we didn't see dam, because avada of dam had come out, and we didn't see it, because it's impossible for it to open up without dam coming out. So that's what they, Rav Meir and Rav Shimon Nasi, agree with the Rabbanan, that it is possible for her to eject something and no dam will come out, but v'adifim et Rabbanan, but also they are more machmer than the Rabbanan. The Inu Savri, they hold ima the inu derabbanan hold ima in only if dam comes out with the piece is she tame bitocholoi. But if you open it up, the rabbanan hold that that blood is not metame her. V'sumchis saver and sumchis holds afilu besaycha. Even if I'll find dam inside the chaticha, that's enough to say that she is a nida. V'tani edek. We look at another brayso. Hamapelas chaticha. Rab Acha Oimer Kaira, you rip it open. Im Toicha Madin, you don't even need blood, even if it's reddish inside. Tameya, she is Tame for Anita. Vim Lav Taira, and if there's no redness inside, she is Tar. Kisumchas, he holds like Sumchas that you can open up and she can become Tame because of the dam that's inside the piece. But Vadifami Sumchas, he's more Machman than Sumchas. Because according to Sumchas, you have to have some dam. And according to Rav Achashita, even if it's red alone, that's enough to be Metame. Metanya, we learned another brisa. Hamapalas Chaticha, Rabban Yaman, Oimer, Kariya, you rip it open. Im Yeshba Etzem, if it has a bone. Now comes a new thing. Till now we've been speaking about Tumas Nida. Now comes Tumas Leda. If you see a bone inside, then Imoy Tmeo Leda. She's Tame as Tumas Leda. And as Rashi explains, that since we don't know if it's a Zohar or a Nekeva, she will have, like we had in the Mishnah, where it's a suffix Zohar and Nekeva, she'll have the Chumra of both a Nekeva and a Zohar. That means she'll be seeing Dam Tame for the first 14 days after Leda. And then she'll only have up till day 40 that it should be considered dam toyer, like a zocher who gets a maximum up to day 40 for dame toyer. And therefore, the woman will only have 26 days of yame toyer from 14 till 40, in which even if she sees dam, she is mutter to her husband. Amar Rav Chizda, u'chatichas levana, we're speaking about where the piece itself is white. That's when the bone inside says that there was a leda here. V'chenki asa zuga demin chadayev, a pair of tamid chachamim from a place called chadayev came. Asa va'aisi must need to be a day. They brought a brisa in their hands. Hamapelas chatich levana, if she was maple, a white piece, karu, she opens it up. Im yesh po etzem, if there is a bone inside, then imay tamei leda, then the mother is tamei et tumas leda. Amar Rav Yoichem Shumar Shumar Yichai, hamapelas chaticha, kaira opens it up, rips it open. Im yesh po dam, ogur, if there is, Rashi says that this means dam harbe, if there's a lot of dam that is accumulated there, then she is tamei. For tumas nida, v'im laav tar, and if not, she is tar. Kisumchas. He holds of the opinion of Sumchas that you don't need dam with the chaticha, even dam in the chaticha is metame for tumas nida v'kilu mikulu. But he's more makel because we had Rav Achashita, we had said even if it's reddish, even if there's no dam. Sumchas said you need some dam. However, here Rav Shimon ben Yochai is saying that you need a lot of dam accumulated. Only then will she be tame if the blood was inside the chaticha. Only then will she be tame for tumas nida. And now the Gemara asks a new Shaila. Boy, Mene Rav Yirmiyah, Mirebi Zera. Rav Yirmiyah asked the following question from Zera. Haroya Dam Mishavai Feres. As Rashi explains, if she stuck a tube, an empty tube, she put it inside the vaginal canal. In Ba'ose Makam, Rashi says, and Venimtsa B'Taychei Dam, and then she found Dam inside the tube, Mahu. Is that considered Dam needed to make her tummy or not? The Pasuk says, Bivisara, Kiyi Yazaiva Bivisara, as Rashi brings the Pasuk. And that means that the dam of Nida's Metame, if it came in contact with her flesh. But here, where there is a hefsik of the tube, then perhaps this would not be Metame her. And even though Rashi says this Parsha is speaking about Nida, then this would apply to a Zava as well. Bivisara, Rachmanov, Veloy, Bishifoy, Feres, and not in the tube. Oy Dilma, Hai, Bivisara, Miboy, Leshem, Etama, Mibifnim, Kibuchuds. That there's a Chumra by Anida. Maybe we need the word Bivisara not to tell me that a tube would be Matar Hirsch, that she wouldn't be Anida. Maybe even if she put in a tube and she saw Dam, she would be Tame. But Bivisara is teaching you a Chumra by Nida over Zava. By a Zava, by a Zav. And a Balkari Rashi brings down that a matamin ad shet teitze tumas lechutz, the shichvazera and the zavus has to go outside of the body. Only then is the matame. Here there's a chumra that even if the dam nida separated from the makar and it went in, it went from the uterus into the vaginal canal, even that is enough to be matame, even if it didn't go outside the body of the woman. That's what I need the pasuk for, but not to teach you that the shvayferes would make her tohar. Amar lei, so he answered, b'fsara amar rachmana. We used it also for this limit. V'loi b'shvayferes, if the dam was only found in a tube, she is tohar. If you're going to tell me we need the word bivsara, that she's tame even on the inside, just like on the outside, there's a chumra of the nida over azov and a balkari. Imkain, name a kra. On the side it says bivsara, but we will go with what's written in the parentheses. Why did it have to say bivsara? It could have said babosar. Imkain, name a kra babosar. My bivsara. Shmamino tarti. Because of this extra lashon, so we learn out that it says both dinim are correct. One din is that shmetam v'fnim kibuchutz, and the second din is that b'sara amarachmana v'loy b'shifayferes, then she would be tor. There's a very important machloikis here between the Chassam Sofer and the Knight of Yehuda. The Knight of Yehuda in Simen Nunhei says that in order for the woman to become tor by a shefeferis, it's only if the dam nidus goes through a shefeferis, which is a chatzitza separating the dam from the entire vaginal canal. However, if she only put, for example, a ring next to the uterus where the dam falls out into the vaginal canal, so it's only in the beginning of the vaginal canal where the dam didn't come in contact with the Kaisle Beis HaRechem. Further on, the dam did go directly on the Kaisle Beis HaRechem. According to the Knight of Yehuda, she would be Tame as a Nida. However, the Chassam Sofer disagrees. The Chassam Sofer is of the opinion that in Yoredeya, Simen, Kuf, Ayin, the Chassam Sofer holds that what it says, Shishvay Feres, is Lav Dafka, even if there was a ring, as long as the spot where the dam falls from the rechem into the kaisle beis rechem, even if it's it comes in contact with the vaginal canal later, as long as the initial dropped into a place where there was a ring and separating it from the basar, the woman is not considered a nida. Rashi's lashon sheyotza derech kaisle beis rechem might indicate, like the Knight of Yehuda, that the tube was a chatzitza throughout the vaginal canal. However, perhaps Rashi means that you need the entire kaisle beis rechem. If you only had a piece of the beis rechem, if only that part was covered, that would be sufficient that it is not considered bivsara, since the initial part had a chatzitza. Continues the Gemara. How can you say this? You rip it open. If you have a lot of dam, and if not, she is tahor. So the question is, how can you say she's tameya if she has dam ogur in the chaticha? There's a hefsik. The chaticha is like a tube, so it didn't come in contact with bivsara. According to you, it should be mutter. It should be tar, answers the Gemara. Hachi hasha, how can you compare one to the other? Hasam by the chaticha, darker shalisha liris dam chaticha. That's a derech. It's natural for the woman to see dam in a chaticha. And therefore, Rashi says, it's not considered a hefsik of the chaticha to the rest of the kaisle beis rechem, because min b'minoi einai chaitzetz. There's no chatzitza. Min b'mino lechayit, says Rashi, that this is considered all connected with her basar, and therefore she is considered a nita. The chatich is not a hafzik. But when you have a tube, the tube is definitely a hafzik, and therefore she would not be a nita. Hacha ein darka shalisha liras dam shveres. That's the normal thing. That is not the normal thing for a woman to see dam in the shveres. So that is a chatzitza. Says the Gemara, lei mishveres tanoi. Let's say that this shaila that we asked before, which Rabbi Yirmiya asked Rabbi Zeir, is but emes machlokes tanoi. The sani we learned in the brayso, ma'apelis chaticha. If a woman was mapel a chaticha, afal pishmalei dam, even though it's full of dam, im yeshima dam tmeya. If dam came out with the chaticha, then she's tamei to masnida. Vim laf tohar. If not, she's tohar. Rav Lazar Omer bivsara. It says bivsara v'loy v'shafir, and not in an embryo. Rashi says this is oir havlad. Kaidim shenivru b'soicha gidim v'atzama subas. So before the skin, with before it has in it veins and bones and flesh. So if there is dam in the embryo, v'loy b'chaticha, or there is dam in the chaticha, that is tahira. Rabbi Lazar asked the Gemara, before it gets to the second shita, we already had, it seems, two shitas. The Gemara thought in the beginning there are three shitas here, because we're going to have Rabbanan at the end, which we haven't mentioned yet. So the Gemara is looking at the first two shitas. The Gemara says, Rav Lezer had a Tanakama. Rav Lezer Lachar is saying the same thing as Tanakama. Tanakama said it's mutter, and Rav Lezer says it's mutter. Says the Gemara, it's all one shita. It's all the shita of Rav Lezer. Eima she Rav Lezer oimer bivsar v'loy bishvir v'loy bichaticha. So the first shita goes with a pasuk. The pasuk says bivsara and not with a shvir or a chaticha. V'chachamim oimerim ein zed dam nida el dam chaticha. This is not dam nida, it's only dam chaticha. So now we have two shitas. The first two shitas we put into one. That's Rav Lezer. She Rav Lezer oimer. That's the rationale why it's tohar, because bivsara does not include the embryo or the chaticha. And now it seems we have a second sheet. It's only dam chaticha. It's not dam nida. She's tar. Tanakama nami turi matara. So we now we have a question from the first two sheetas which we put into one sheet. That is the sheet of Rabbi Lazar that it's tar because of the pasuk bivsara. Now we have a second sheet, the final sheet of the chachamim. They seem to be saying like Rabbi Lazar, ein zed dam nida el dam chaticha, and it's tar. So what's the machloikis? Ella, the machloikis is falling. As follows, Ela de Pale Piluye. It's speaking about where the chaticha had cracks in it, and there were blood in the cracks. Ika benayat is the machloikis, Tanakama sovereign, the Tanakama who goes with the pasuk bivsara, and he's mamayit, v'loy b'shafir, v'loy b'chaticha, v'hu adin l'shavayferis. He's saying that the dam that you have in the embryo, or in the chaticha, or if you would have it in shavayferis, is not besara. There's a chatzitza, there's a separation to the walls of the Beis HaRechem. And memel, it's not damnidus. But, vahani mili hecha the shiva, that's only if the chaticha is smooth. Avo pili pili. But if it has cracks in it and there's blood in the cracks, then tmeya, my taima. Because here, bifsara karina be. If the whole reason why it's mutter is because it's not besara, there's a chatzitza, well, here, where there is cracks, and there's blood in the cracks, and that blood is touching her kaisle beis arechem, then it is besara. Then there is no chatzitza. But according to the sheet of the Tanakama, which we said is Rav Lezer sheeta, einach namish feferis would be tor. V'os rabbanon lemeimer, and the rabbanon saying, no, afal gam de pili pili. Even if you have cracks, it's tor. It's touching the basar, because ein zed dam nida ledam chaticha. This is not dam nidus whatsoever. It's only dam chaticha. If you have a chaticha, anything to do with the chaticha, inside, touching, outside, doesn't matter. Dam chaticha is not dam nida. But it's not a vort because really it's dam nida, but there's a chatzitza of the chaticha or of the shefeferis. It has nothing to do with chatzitza. Anything to do with a chaticha is not dam nida. Ha dam nida, but what about if I had a case of dam nida? Vade tamer filled with shvayferis. They're not giving the heter because it's not touching the basar, exeris akaz b'vsara, and not chaticha, not shvayferis. But if it would have cracks in the chaticha and it's touching the basar, then, like Rav Lezer says, then it would be tamei. That's not the heter of the rabbanon. The heter of the rabbanon is that anything to do with a chaticha is not dam nidas. So then we would learn out that if it is Damnidis, but it happens to be in a Shefer Feris, according to Rabbanan, there's no such heter of Bivsara. They learn Bivsara is only for that halacha, Shen Metamim Bifnim Kibichutz. It's not to tell you Bivsara Am Rachman of Eloi Bishefer Feris. Omer Abai said Abaya. No, we don't have to say the Machloikis like you just said in the Rabbanan and in Rab Lezer, in the Tanakhama. But you could say Bishefer Feris Kol Yom Alei Pligi de Tahira. Everybody would hold that if it's in the Shefer Feres, we do learn that Bivsara means that Bivsara Rachman of Loi Bishefer Feres, both Tanakhama and the Rabbanan. So what is their Machloikis if not in Shefer Feres? Says Abaye, as we turn to Daf Chav Beis, Amid Aleph, Ki Pligi B'chaticha, they're arguing about a chaticha. As Rashi says, the chaticha has cracks in it. Mar Sover Darker Shalisha Liristam B'chaticha. So the Tanakhama holds that it's the derech for a woman to see dam in a chaticha. And the Tanakhama holds that Besora is memayit inside the chaticha when it has a separation. But dam that is seen in the cracks are tame because that is Besora. So according to the Tanakhama, the whole heter is if it's not touching the basar. If it's like a shefayferes, if it's inside the chaticha, if it's in the cracks and it's touching, then according to the Tanakham, it's tummy. Umar Sover and the Rabbanan, who are the last shita, they hold, ein darka shalisha liris dam chaticha. It's not the derech of a woman to see dam in a chaticha. And as once you have a chaticha, then it means, even if it has cracks in it, that means that this is not damnida, because when a woman sees damnida, she doesn't see it with a chaticha. And if she's seeing it with a chaticha, that itself is a raya that this thing that I'm looking at is not damnidas. So mimele, if I had damnidas in a shefer feres, the Rabbanan, according to Abaye, could be moida that it is tor. The Rabbanan are saying here that in the case that the Rab Lozer holds his tummy, which is when it has cracks because then it's touching the basar, now we disagree because we hold it's not damnidis at all once it has any shaykhs with chaticha. So the machloikis, the Rab Lozer and the Rabban, is only specifically in a chaticha that has cracks in it, whether there is a heter of bivsara or not. It has nothing to do with damnidis that is in the shefer feres. There everybody would hold that it is tar. Rava Amar Rava has another explanation. And again, Rava could say that everybody could hold in a Shefer Feres is mutter. And Rava says the Kuliyama ain't dark shalisha liris dam chaticha. He holds that once the dam is connected with a chaticha, so then it's not the derech, and memela, it would not be tame either. It would be tar. Like we said, that it has nothing to do with nidus. So what is the machloikis between the Tanakhama and the Rabbanan? V'hacha, a whole different machloikis. It's not whether the woman has tumas nidus. She's definitely not tummy. The shaila is there a different halacha that a woman could see dam, that dam could come out of the makor, and even though she is a tohar, she's not a nida, but perhaps the dam is metamei, that the dam, Tosis on Daf Tezayin, Divri Amad Aleph, Divri Amaskel B'Makar says that this sheet will hold. It's Allah L'maisha M'sinai. Now what's the Machlegis? Be'isha Tahira, she's Tahar for Nida, U'Makar M'kai M'tamai. But her Makar can still remain a place of Tuma. It'll be an Avatuma, and dam that will fall on her outside skin will make her into a Rishon. She won't be Tamei 7 days, says Rashi, but she'll be Tamei 1 day till the nighttime. Or if the dam came out from her makor to Kalim, it would be metame to Kalim, it would make them a Rishon. So it's possible, is there halacha Moshe Messinai? That's what Rab Lezer holds. Rab Lezer holds, the Rab Lezer suffer Isha Tahir V'dam Tamei, the Asi Derech Makor. Because once them comes out of the makor, then if it comes with a chaticha, Einach Nami, it's not Dam Nidus, but it's going to be Tomei, to be metamer her, to make her or Kalim into a Rishon. V'Rabbanan Savri, Isha Tahira Makor Makor Tohar. When the Rabbanan said, Ein Zed Dam Nidus, as Rashi explains, that there's no Tuma on it whatsoever. If it would have been considered Dam Nida, then it would be make her into a full-fledged Nida. There's no in-between. There's no possibility that it's not Dam Nidus for some reason, but yet it's Dam Tumma that's going to be Matama her to make her a Rishon and make a Kalim and a Rishon. There's no such thing. There's no such Halakha L'Moshe Mesinai. If it's not full-fledged Dam Nidus, then neither is it considered Dam for any other Tumma. Rabban and Savri, Isha tahira umakor makari maitar. The whole makor there in the rechem remains tar if we don't consider this dam nidus. It doesn't make her tameh in any way. And that's what they meant when they said ein zeh dam nidus across the board. It's neither dam nidus nor is it a dam tuma in any other way. That's the machlokes, but it has nothing to do with the shaila of shifai feris. Could be shifai feris. Everybody's moida that it is tar.